Engaging presentations on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Friends, welcome to our time of prayer and scripture together. I'm pro-life leader Frank Pavone of Priests for Life, and it's great to have you with us. Bring your prayers. We want to pray for you. Indicate your intentions, if you wish, in the comments. And let's delve into the Word of God and put ourselves in His presence. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ Jesus is risen. No one can say this, Father, except in your Holy Spirit. And we do say it because we do possess the Spirit, and we are grateful. Let that Spirit continue to illumine us today about our sins, including our hidden sins. Let Him inspire in us repentance. Let Him bring us the consolation of forgiveness. And Lord God, give us holiness, that we may live this day as witnesses to the culture of life, builders of the culture of life by your grace, cooperators with all our brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, and joyful disciples. Let us now understand your word more clearly, live it more faithfully, proclaim it more effectively. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our reading today is from the Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. But I told you that although you have seen me, you do not believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me. Because I did not come down from heaven to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day." So Easter, that we are continuing to celebrate, is that Jesus rose, or as it is also expressed, the Father raised him. And now we see the fullness of the meaning of Easter. I will raise you up. I will raise him up who sees me and believes in me. Now seeing is expressing faith. We see him. We don't see the human Jesus in the way that the apostles did, but we see him by faith. We believe. Those who believe in him have the forgiveness of sin and resurrection. We don't go, as I often say on the Easter celebration, we don't go to church on Easter simply to congratulate Jesus Christ for rising from the dead. We go there, because the victory is for us. Here's the promise. I shall raise him, the one who believes in me, I shall raise him on the last day. This resurrection is for us. And again, summarize the Christian faith very simply. Jesus already had life eternal and glory in heaven from all eternity. There was never a time that the Son of God did not exist. The Father did not exist before the Son. They are co-eternal as with the Spirit. So he was already in the fullness of glory. He's God. So why did he go through all this? Easter is for us. People make a mistake if they think, oh, Easter is just about them, and we're sort of like looking in wonderment at what happened, and wow, isn't that interesting? No, it's our victory. I will raise him up. Do we believe in the resurrection? Jesus asked Mary and Martha, the sisters of Lazarus who had died before he raised him back to earthly life, do we believe? They said, yes, I believe in the resurrection on the last day. And Jesus did not deny that. In fact, he said it would happen on the last day. But then he also said something deeper. The resurrection is a person. Yes, it's an event as well. An event because of the person. And the person is Jesus Christ. This is why we rejoice in the victory of life. Whom will he raise? He will also raise the unborn who have been killed by abortion. He will raise all the dead. And as he says in the Gospel of John in a previous chapter, some will rise to the resurrection of life, others to the resurrection of condemnation. The resurrection will happen, but then the general judgment, and some will have salvation and some will not. But everyone who sees the Son and believes in him has eternal life. Let us proclaim the victory of, this is the victory of life over death. This is why we're so confident as we do our pro-life work, confident that life already has the victory. There's still a battle going on. Evil has a limited power. Death and Satan have limited power, but it's still a real battle within that, those limitations. And we must continue saving life and witnessing to its final definitive victory. There's no doubt as to the outcome of this. I always remember St. John Paul II's homily on Assumption Day back in 1993. I wasn't there in person, but it was the World Youth Day in Denver. And it was the Assumption, the victory of life. And he said, have no fear. The outcome of the battle for life has already been decided. He also said in that same sermon, quoting St. Paul, who said, woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. John Paul II said, woe to us if we do not succeed. He didn't say just try. Woe to us if we do not succeed in defending life. I shall raise him on the last day. Let Jesus' promise of resurrection spur us on to save the lives, especially of those most defenseless, the unborn. Let's turn back to prayer. Father, we do pray for the ongoing application of the victory of life, the unfolding of that victory, the manifestation of that victory. When we see babies' lives saved because we intervened, we counseled someone, we bore witness on the sidewalk, we helped pass a pro-life law. Father, let us see the glory of the resurrection anticipated in these moments of saving the children from death, and thereby seeing a sign of the victory of life that will be definitive on the last day. We sum up all our prayers now as we intercede for one another, born and unborn, by offering the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. All right, friends, thank you for joining me. Please let others know about these scripture reflections, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Hello, this is Abby Johnson of Unplanned the Movie. You know me as a longtime supporter of Priest for Life and of Father Frank Pavone. And I just want to encourage you, as someone who knows of the great work of this organization, please continue to stand strong. Please continue to support this mission. It is so needed now more than ever. Thank you so much for all of your support.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.